Where's Art? We have Annie Dugan. We need to find out where Art is lurking in the Northland so that we can make our plans for the week. Annie Dugan's just the gal to tell us. Good morning, Sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. Well, it kicks off right tonight, so you don't. There's no rest for the art enthusiasts out there. Tonight at the Duluth Art Institute, from 5 to 7, the Duluth Art Institute opening In My Mind's Eye, which is a send-up to Shakespeare, because this whole month is a big, huge celebration of Shakespeare's first folio visit to Duluth. The first folio is traveling around the country, and the only stop in Minnesota is in Duluth. So the Duluth Art Institute decided to do something special, and we invited artists to create a piece dedicated to their favorite character. So it was a visual representation of their favorite character in Shakespeare. And it was wonderful to see the breadth of subject matter. Everyone sort of had like, oh, I have to do Macbeth. I have to do Lady Macbeth. I have to do Puck. And it was like, it was just these, you could tell these, it's amazing to think that these stories are so much a part of our lives and a part of our culture. You know, we often think it's just something that we study in school, but these artists have shown it's really something that they carry with them. And we had artists say, oh, everyone's going to pick that one because that one's my favorite. Well, we had a huge range. We had, I love Naomi Christensen brought in Iago from Othello. It's this wonderful, you know, those heritage breeds of chickens that have those crazy feathers. And I mean, it really has this look about him that you think, oh, that chicken could be Iago. There's John Cox did the Unction of Laertes. Laertes is a character in Hamlet, and it's these two frogs. It's done in a print material. It's really exceptional. There's even some political commentary in there. Someone did a comedy of errors, so I'll let you imagine what political figure that one might be.
And to think I had the opportunity to illustrate one of my favorite lines, out, out, damn spot.
Right.
And I say that several times a day, as a matter of fact. And I'm, I feel bad. I missed my opportunity. All right.
Well, you know, you can always sneak, do it today. We'll get it in there tonight.
Oh, good grief. It really is fun.
We have some multimedia. Quentin Stills did a video mashup scene, so that'll be fun to see too. So it was really exciting. You know, we did it in our corridor gallery, thinking, oh, we'll maybe get like 10 people who are really passionate about this. But you can tell it's huge. So that's 5 to 7 at the Art Institute. I want to talk to, there's a couple opportunities in the Duluth Art Institute, and there's quite a number of other organizations that do this in town as well, but there's, you know, I think a lot of times artists feel like they create work in isolation, and sometimes that's great, you know, I think but sometimes they want feedback, they want a community. You know, I talk to a lot of college students, and when they leave the surroundings of the university there, they realize, oh, there's not this sort of, you don't have that feedback loop. And so there's a couple opportunities. Tuesday evening at the Duluth Art Institute, there's an open photo critique that happens once a month. It's 6:30 to 8:30. It's in the Duluth Art Institute's dark room in the depot, which is just on the second floor of the depot. And photographers from around the community bring their work and have an open discussion session. So it's all friendly people. It's not sort of people picking apart your photos, but it's, you know, what's working in this work, what's not working, what would you suggest, you know, both technical as well as subject, as well as, you know, just overall look of the work. So that's a really great one to go to. And then Thursday at the Lincoln Building is an open studio. There's a regular opening studio at Tuesday afternoons from 1 to 4 at the Depot, and then Thursdays once a month at the Lincoln Building. And the way they structure them at the Lincoln Building for the Duluth Art Institute is that it's an open paint for the first 3 hours. And at the end, there's a optional group critique. So again, it can be bringing work that you've already done or bringing work that you've done that day. So it's a great opportunity to talk to other artists about what you're doing and sort of just a check-in. And then I'm so excited. Thursday at 3:30, David Beard, who does some really, really interesting work at UMD, has organized a panel discussion about how to inclusive video game design. He set up a panel of, there's Ed Downs, who's in the UMD communications department. Nick Van Merton is a co-founder of Glitch. And Charles McGregor is a founder of Tribe Games. And the idea being that, you know, putting the players as creators rather than passive consumers, and really recognizing that there is a whole diverse population that could play video games, not just sort of the stereotypical male teenager that's playing them, and that because there's this diversity of people out there, how can we create gaming that is inclusive and recognizes a lot of different histories and a lot of different directions that people want to go. So I'm very, very curious about this conversation. So a great week of art, Lisa.
As usual, Annie, thanks a million. We'll talk with you soon.
Thanks.
Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art? Mondays at 8:20 right here on Northland Morning.